Claude Allen, who is an assistant to the president of domestic policy, joins us now. And Claude, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Good to be with you, Kirby, this morning.
I tell you, I want to talk to you. We wanted to have you on to talk about these two bills on stem cell research that are up for a House floor vote today. Apparently, one of them the president said he has no problem with, one he has said the president will veto. And the president said he would veto the bill that would allow, as I understand it, discarded embryos from fertility clinics to be used in stem cell research. Is that correct?
That is correct. The president believes that it would be inappropriate to use government funds for the purpose of destroying human life.
Now, we should emphasize something. This only applies to federally funded research, correct?
That's correct. And in this case, it only applies to those embryonic stem cell research that would be funded that would be destroying embryos. The president has already supported funding embryonic stem cell research, but that has been funded in the past because embryos were destroyed before the policy was established and we could use those lines. But here, for the first time, we would be actively encouraging the destruction of human embryos for the purpose of research.
Now, if I may play devil's advocate for a minute, I would suspect a supporter of this bill would say, well, Claude, these embryos are going to be destroyed anyway because these are surplus embryos. As I understand it, fertility clinics will fertilize a number of embryos for use for their clients, and they may use one, it may take, they get pregnant, six or seven are then discarded. These embryos will be discarded anyway, so why not use them to advance the scientific knowledge of mankind?
Well, in an ethical perspective, you know, being unwanted does not make these embryos worthless or eliminate the problem with killing them for the purpose of research. And so the president rejects the view that human life has worth only when others want it. In fact, he strongly opposes using taxpayer money to enact that view. However, what we've seen happen is that many of these embryos can be adopted and are being adopted by parents who aren't able to have children, and we actually are seeing children born of this new opportunity for using these embryos in an ethical way that gives them life.
So just because the original mother, father, if you will, who go to the fertility clinic do not use them, they are used by others who are looking for children and can't, or perhaps infertile or can't bear children on their own.
Exactly. In fact, there's 81 children born to date and quite a number in utero, actually soon to be born, that have actually been come from this. They were come from frozen embryos that were stored after a couple had utilized the embryos for themselves and chose to give life and to extend life by having others have an opportunity, as opposed to killing and using them for research. That is not necessary when there are alternatives available.
Now, as I understand it, the second bill deals with setting up an umbilical cord blood bank to allow researchers to continue adult stem cell therapy, which they can use this umbilical blood for, and that's not really a dispute here.
Well, what it does, though, is it does set a very, very clear contrast. Here's a situation where we know that umbilical cord blood, which has the same potential as do embryo stem cells to develop life and to develop therapies upon, at least at this stage of the research, is a proven method. It's an alternative to killing embryos. Here's a method that we can use that has that same potential and one that does not violate that ethical line of requiring taxpayers to fund the destruction of human life. And so the president, we support this measure because it is life-sustaining and doesn't cross that ethical line of using government funds to destroy human life.
Now, for the bill dealing with embryonic stem cell research, the Washington Times this morning, an editorial says that embryonic stem cell research up to this point has not yet produced a workable or viable therapy or treatment. Is that true?
That is absolutely correct. In fact, it's tragic. We find many families in situations where they have a loved one who's ill or themselves, and they're looking for a treatment or a therapy that's out there. But the reality is that embryonic stem cell research has not produced a single application, and therefore it's false hope. And it's not likely that we're in early stages of this research, and therefore it's not likely to have an application anytime in the near future. However, we have seen already successes from umbilical cord blood and adult stem cells that are actually producing applications that are treating people and curing diseases.
It seems to me, you don't necessarily have to comment on this, but it seems to me that those who are pushing embryonic stem cell research have ulterior motives. It's not simply a question of helping people in need and developing new therapies, but it's almost as if they want to change the parameters and context of the debate and gain points in a different way.
Well, I think we'd be careful because people, and the president cares deeply for people who are suffering and are
right.
looking for treating the condition. That's on the one hand. And we want and we believe science should be pushed to accomplish that in an ethical basis. But we need to also be concerned about the slippery slope.
Right.
We've seen in South Korea now where they've taken this to the next level. Not only did they destroy embryos, but now they've cloned embryos, i.e. they've created human life for the purpose of destroying it. That's where we need to be very mindful that this is headed towards. And that's the only way you can get these toolkit therapies that people are talking about, that are these cures that really it's misguided, it's divisive and unnecessary to encourage such when the reality is that we're not seeing those results from embryonic stem cells.
Well, it's also very hard to promote a culture of life when the federal government can subsidize the destruction of that life.
And that's where the president has drawn the line, is that we believe while this president is the first president to support embryonic stem cell research to the tune of $50 million since 2001, he refuses to allow us to go across that line in terms of using tax dollars to destroy human life.
Now, this is a bill before the House of Representatives that comes up for vote today.
That is correct.
Do you have the House bill number, perchance?
It's H.R. 810.
H.R. 810. Okay, and this is the one that would allow the use of the embryos from the fertility clinics.
That is correct.
So those who are concerned about this issue should probably contact their congressman and H.R. 810 and urge them to vote no on this package. And is any idea if it's going to be a close vote or a runaway vote? Or?
Well, it looks like the vote is going to pass. Unfortunately, there's sufficient members who, for whatever reason, are misguided by the hope that it holds, but not understanding the ethical consideration that we're crossing a line. But we believe that, as the president said, he will veto it, and our goal is to get a margin sufficient to sustain that veto against that vote.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Claude, I appreciate you taking time with us today to alert us about this. And those who are concerned should contact their local congressman. And it's H.R. 810 is the bill. And again, I thank you for spending time with us today.
Great. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Claude Allen, who is an assistant to the president on domestic policy.